Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Angel Mason, and I am the author of Love Won't Let Me Be Silent. What you are about to hear today is an excerpt from my new book, and it will be read by recording artist James Freeman. From time to time, we will be doing various excerpts from the book, so make sure that you come back to the website and you will hear very gifted artists who are singers, speakers, actors, all reading excerpts from this dynamic book. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the gifted literary spoken rendition of Why Did the Music Have to End by James Freeman.
Marcus is a melody of love with a chorus and a refrain that keeps repeating itself in my heart. He is the love song that I always dreamed of writing, of playing on my piano and singing to the whole world in concert. The sweet serenade of his melody awakens me from my sleep night after night, and my body wants to defy the laws of physics and transport itself in time to the place, the very moment when he held me in his arms and breathed life into my very soul. In the daytime hours, we seemed so out of sync with each other, nothing made sense. We even clashed like two out-of-tune keys on my piano. But when the night came and darkness poured itself out upon the world, our bodies attuned themselves to the key of love, and we expressed ourselves in such a harmonious way until even love itself could not define our unique expression of passion. Dissonant sounds created discord, augmentation in minor intervals of time that diminished our feelings, causing us to skip beats, lose our focus, forget bridges, misread the notes, deceiving him and making him believe we were a melody that could no longer continue to be played. Even I allowed myself to believe that our symphony was over. While it is true that I only have relative pitch, still my ear could easily recognize discord, the terribly out-of-tune notes and the clashes instead of harmony in our musical composition. When I tried to turn the pages of the music, they would not turn, sticking together, and so I could not read the other part of the score. I could no longer perceive our future together, so I became frustrated, closed the piano, and walked away because I was convinced that there was no use in trying to play our tune anymore. Other composers saw that I had removed his musical score from my life and submitted their own compositions, hoping to win my heart. And I glanced for a moment at them, but their music was quickly drowned out by my prayers to God to heal my heart or make it possible for me to somehow recapture our melody of love. So I stopped singing, I stopped writing music, and my life stood still. Time stood still, as though the time signature were non-existent in the music. Even still, I managed to squeeze out one more melody from my heart. Listen closely, because you can still hear the lyrics. Master conductor, author of creation, father of love, who knows all things and hears all things with perfect pitch, help me to understand why the love song Marcus and I sang together ended so abruptly, so inappropriately. I know others thought it was out of tune, that we should not be singing any kind of duet together because to them, our relationship seemed so unnatural. Still, I can't shake the feeling that a thief robbed us of our gift, because in reality, We had created a love song that would captivate the world and sell millions of copies to the masses. Why couldn't we see it? Why couldn't we understand that our melody was conceived first in your heart and then passed along to us so that we could perfume the world with our sweet melody of love? Now the sound of the tune has faded, but the beat and the melody won't let me forget him. Seems nothing will stop the pain, and the tears keep falling from my eyes, staining the musical score and discoloring the written notation. Perhaps someday, I will simply forget the song, and the pain will mysteriously fade away into nothingness, or he will return to sing it with me again. A love ballad, rewritten in my heart. Or perhaps an entirely new expression of love will enter my life and play another beautiful melody in a major key.
Saying goodbye is never an easy thing, but you never said you'd stay forever. So if you must go, darling, I'll set you free. But I know in time we'll be together. Darling, I know, I know.